Hi, my name is Jenna.
Hi, my name is Joe.
Jeff, baby. Tell the band to go home.
And seriously, tell the band to go home.
On 101.5 Jack.
UMFM.
This morning I was born again, and the light shines on my land. I no longer look for heaven in your deathly distant land. I do not want your pearly gates, don't want your streets of gold. This morning I was born again, and a light shines in my soul. This morning I was born again, I was born again complete. I stood up above my troubles, and I stand on my two feet. My head, it feels unlimited. My body feels like a sky. I feel at home in the universe where yonder planets fly. This morning I was born again. My past is dead and gone. My great eternal dawn. Each drop of blood within me, each breath of life I breathe, is united with these mountains and the mountains with the sea.
That is Slade Cleave singing an old Woody Guthrie lyric. This is Tell the Band to Go Home. We're here every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. Play stuff that some people like and some people don't. I'm Jeff and I'm sick again, so you'll have to excuse me. I know you'd be disappointed to hear this, but I might just have to play a lot of music and not talk a whole lot. I know that breaks your heart, but I'll try. Yes, it is Easter Sunday. It's a holy and important day around the world, and on this show we try not to meddle too much into politics or religion. We're non-judgmental here. Whatever you believe in, whatever whoever you want to vote for, that's fine. You can still listen to the show. We're not going to get preachy. We're not going to tell you what to do. But I've noticed going through my CDs that a lot of a lot of great singer-songwriters, they list old Jesus as a prime influence. They thank him on the award shows and stuff. But they also happen to write a lot of songs about him, and they're not religious songs. We're not gonna have a gospel show today. Don't worry about that if you're not into that kind of thing. But there are a lot of secular songs that name check old Jesus. So we'll play a few of those to start off the show today in honor of old JC, who pulled that big disappearing act on this day a bunch of years ago. Started off with a band that we don't get to play often enough here on the show, or some might say too often. But we played them a couple weeks ago, actually. These are the Rio Statics reminding us that Jesus was once a teenager, too.
Jesus was once a teenager too. He knelt on the lawn and he wept, woe begone, while all his ex-friends raced like demons into the face of the Albion Mall. Jesus was one a teenager too. He leapt across the rooftops and he wondered aloud why all of the neighborhood night police stood around the face of the Albion Mall. From his father's cheap daredevil circus of fear, you'll need but a miracle these days to steer from the face of the Albion Mall. Now Jesus was once a teenager too. He could walk on water, he could not face the laughter, 'cause the tools of his trade were the size of his feet. Thank you.
that I very seldom play because very few people like it.
If Jesus drove a motor home, I wonder would he drive. Out the stereo, cassette playing Bob Dylan, motivation tapes, tricked up Winnebago with the tie-dye drapes. If Jesus drove a motor home, if Jesus drove a motor home. Motor home.
Satisfied. Well, I don't want love for this boy. Well, it's the only thing that can pick me up. It's better than a cup of gold. You see, only a chocolate Jesus will satisfy my soul.
Thank you.
Clem Snide there singing of the Jews for Jesus blues. Yep. Tom Waits before that singing about his chocolate Jesus. And he's a little chocolate Jesus right now. Sorry, guys. You only get one song. We heard Bocephus King in there singing about Jesus the bookie. We heard Jim White answering that age-old question, what would it be like if Jesus drove a motorhome? And we started out with the Rheostatics reminding us that Jesus was once a teenager, too.